do it, Bobby? Why did he have to throw it to the river? He could have given it to the clubbing to eat. So why did he have to waste Elroy for some amulsi? He saw it. But he had a purpose. He wanted that everybody should know that it was his. That it was us. All right, Rashi. As the Shmuel Avla, the Chalz, the Kamei Bas, and the Shin Shovim, Avla, the Avla, the Ligabo, the Avla, the Shabale, Kamei, the Lavrach, Arali, the Kamei, the Asrei, the Dor Shin Shovim, Avla, the Avla, the Ligabo, the Shabale, the Kamei, the Avla, the Mom in Israel, the Chol, the Mokim, the Shin, the Mutche, the Chil, the You see, Rashi was bound by Kashi. The Gemara says in the Maskone that it was Asrei, the Shmuel. So that's the reason. So he didn't want to pass. So what's the raya that he was chazer? Maybe he wasn't chazer. But since it was asked to Shmuel, so Mimele, he sent him to Shmuel. So Rashi says, no. If he hadn't been chazer, even though it was asked to Shmuel, He wouldn't have sent him to Shmuel. But he could have said, Shmuel holds that it is Osir. Machmas Kovet. To Shmuel, who is the Morad Asre, he could have said, there is a machlekes between myself and Shmuel and them. But since he sent it to Shmuel, so it's a raya that he himself agreed with Shmuel. Kach Shomayim. Vilimire dochek asim. Ela asre li Shmuel ha'avi. Umihoche li tipshit. Doda berav. The love of Harold in Mishre, the Asre, Lince the Yoser, Rohamun Beirat, the Rav Israel in the Oser, Lemele, Asre the Shmuel. Asre the Shmuel. Lishdino Hoch, Yishal Yashnik of the Hot Machine, Mifrechem is all came to Miss Ayodim in Kolisoy, Lishin is Hedish Miss of Trave to come here. With a collar, either the Habibi too, where we must do a bay, was a Mikhon Habinai. So in other words, so the question is, Monefshach, if we don't keep that, if we didn't keep the fowl, which was a Sophic Treife, for 12 months because of the Kole, so why do we say that if there is a Sophic Treife, so we let it stay for 12 months? The answer is, if the Sophic is on one thing, on one item, then there is no Mirshul because he can make sure that it shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't be taken away lachil. Mashenkin, he had a whole bunch of fowl. A whole sack of fowl. So in Mele, you couldn't make sure that no one should take them. So you can't keep them for 12 months. Of your home, Adam Zamli soil, the summer means because we're in our after meals it way. So then it becomes known. So it arouses talk with his shavis daki moyo, the ruby moyo, the yochel and bait can latir with dicky with that reach. She will eat the bachas man. In name, I did the call is here, the late, we madim bosso, the loiminka, the dobos and nearly. So Rashi is a cash. So true that he couldn't keep them for 12 months because they are too many. But if a behavior is nitriso, is clawed by a beast, so then the aloha is that you can test them, in other words, and when you open up, and if you don't see any redness on the internal organs, so then it's a raya that it wasn't nidras, or even if it was clawed, it wasn't clawed to such an extent that the poison was injected in the blood system. In other words, just because, as a matter of fact, I mean, from the Rambam it appears that every case of druso is really soft, because not every druso injects the poison to the blood system, but it's possible. So Mimele, if we inspect and we don't see any redness on the whole aguf, the internal organs in the whole aguf, so then it's kshelo. So true, he couldn't keep the fowl for 12 months, but he could have been bathing the fowl and made sure that there was no redness, then it would have been allowed without waiting 12 months. So Rashi gives two terutzim. One terutz is that there are too many to be baiting each one, because that involves to laborious a job to be baiting, to open up every fowl and to look, inspect the internal organs of every fowl, whether there is redness or not. Too much of a job. But, so according to the first lashon of Rashi, suppose he did do it, So then it would be mutter. Then Rashi says a chiddush that this dike is only shayach. Is only shayach ligabi the druse of a beast, let's say of a lion, of a zayin. So then if the army draws to an extent that the poison is injected, so then you have to notice the redness and the internal organs. And if you look at the internal organs when you open up the behemoth and you don't see any redness, so it's a raya that no poison was injected into the system of the behemoth. But Mashayim came when it's itruso not by Nari, but itruso by hook, by net, so there it might inject the poison without any redness being apparent on the internal organs. Fine. So in other words, that means that two machines are Rashi, as to whether BDK is effective in the case of itruso by hook. Vidova Zemir. Fine. Ahu barafs, the Habib Ravashi. Ravashi had a certain goose, only Benekanye, so that goose walked between the reeds, and then, so it started to bleed, and it came out with a lot of blood coming out from the goose. As a result of being among the reeds, masses cleared on. So only be kanye between the reeds. No fak when the goose walked out, ki mas me cleared on. So he was bleeding. Blood was flowing from the goose. Now, Omar Ravashi, lo yamrinon sofik kalbe sofik shumre imre kalbe. Imre kalbe. So Mimele, now the so Chaname, Sofi Kanye, Sofi Kshunre, Ima Kanye Machia. Now, if we had been sure that the bleeding resulted from the reeds that hit him, so then it wouldn't be a traitor. Because just because one is bleeds from the outside, it doesn't become a traitor. Only if the bleeding comes from the internal organs, because of the piercing, the puncturing of the internal organs. So, but the question was, in that place there were cats coming. So in other words, maybe the bleeding did not result from the reed hitting, scratching the goose. Maybe cat was theirs. Then it is a trade. So he said, we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe it resulted. It resulted from a cat, because there is a circumstance to which this bleeding is reasonably attributable. In other words, the reeds. It was hit by the reeds. So chaname sofik kanye sofik shumre ima kanye machid. It was hit by the reeds, and then it's not a trait. Even though it was bleeding profusely. Amre b'nei rabbechi, druso she'omru tzricho b'diko k'neged nemai. In other words, if a behemoth was clawed by a lion, so then in order to be matured, we have to inspect. When you open up the behemoth, we have to inspect the skin of the internal organs. Omer Rav Yosef, ho לבני רב חייה כבר פיר ששמואל דומה שמואל בשביל רב חנין מהנטיגנס דרוסה שאומרו צריך לבדוק כנגד נמאי בו יאיוב יש דרוסו לסימונים או אין דרוסו לסימונים. In other words, suppose we know that the lion touched with its paws, it touched the behemoth כנגד סימונים. So if the lion touched with its paws the behemoth כנגד the abdominal cavity, so then we certainly have to be medic. Otherwise, it's also maybe the poison was injected in the system. But suppose we saw that the lion did not come in contact with any other area of the behemoth except the area of the simon. So do we have to be medic? Now we know that no poison was injected in the abdominal area, but maybe poison was injected in the in the simoni, in the trachea, in the veiche. All right. Boy, you can use to sell the simoni, main to the simoni. Omar Rabzeir, hot the boy, you can copy a shakafon and barovel, a mafon and barovel, a marab, to who so shomu, strihob dike, connected with a whole kule. There are few of the simoni. In other words, Ligami in full, the Gemara said we had it before. So we don't have to be Vedic, the simoni. If he behaved, fell off a certain height. And we have to know whether there was a risk of shattering of the internal organs. So we have to be Vedic, the internal organs. We have to be Vedic. The stomach, the intestines. But we don't have to be Vedic. Suppose we are Vedic, the internal organs. But we won't Vedic the simoni. So we don't have to do it. Because a nifulo, a fall, is not likely to bring about a risuki vor in this month, a fall. That's ligabi fall. But ligabi too, so when the lion does claw with its paw, so then even the simonimi can inject its venom. Copier sur Afon Barovi, Dom Afon Barovi, Omarab, Trousse Jomu, Trisoptik and Tahol Kule, Bafilo Bissimon. So there is a distinction between Nifulo and Trousseau. Ligabi Nifulo, we don't have to be bathing in Simon. But Ligabi Trousseau, we have to be bathing in Simon. Boy, you, Simonim Shenidal to Lubacham. That we learned in Rashrid. Omarab Zeir, a hoodie, boy, you, Copier sur Abarahon, Dom Arahon, Marshmuel, Simonim Shenidal to Lubiru. Boy, Rabame. Hamsosemar. So in other words, suppose Hamsos. So Rashi explains, Kindoso be Yarashoi Kinegachol. Viruim Shinikala Bosala has Mamar. So if, let's say, the lion clawed the behemoth, Kineged the abdominal cavity, so then we have to be bathing the internal organs. But suppose we saw that the lion came in contact. When the lion clawed the behemoth, it came in contact only the yerech, not in the abdominal cavity, he clawed, but neged the yerech. So do we have, but we, so then we don't have to be bathed, but only if it was clawed, neged the abdominal cavity. But if it was clawed, kineged the yerech, we don't have to be bathing. Don't be. But suppose we saw that decay developed in that area, in the yerech. So is it still muteres or not? Hamsosemar, kindose be yerech shaloi kineged achol. Viroinu shenikav habosa, that it started to deteriorate, the bosa, the flesh, in that area where the lion clawed the behemoth, so it started to deteriorate and decay developed. So what's the deal? Omar Rabzeir, the boy Ravi, make a pierce Ravi, the Ravi Marav, Bitruso, Achiyad in Bosok in the Nimai. So if we see the redness in the abdominal area, then it's a sore. But suppose we see a redness not in the abdominal area, but at the thigh area, even though we see a redness, so it's still mutaris. Except nismas neisa boso reinesei kiwaini. Nismas neisa boso reinesei kiwaini. So suppose the decay developed in that boso where the lion touched, reinesei kiwaini. Vimyesh betreves mitl kula yikin tsumasagidi treves. Donami cannot open. So how does Rashi explain this Gemara? Rashi explains this Gemara in other words. If the lion clawed the behemoth in the thigh area, not in the abdominal area, so memele it's not a sore. But suppose, even though it's not a sore, even if we detected redness in the thigh area, because it couldn't have injected the poison at this place. So, but suppose we see decay developed in that area, so then it depends. It depends. If the decay developed in such an area, where if it is taken out, it's treife, So then, this is also treiv. Because then it's not treiv on the basis. On the basis of drusa. On the basis of drusa, it couldn't be treiv. Because on the basis of drusa, it could only be treiv if it was brought in the abdominal area. So then the poison could have been injected into the system. But if it was brought in the thigh area, so it couldn't become treiv on the basis of drusa. But if as a result of this clawing by lion, so decay developed over the whole area, which if cut out, it would be a treif. Let's say, if you cut out from the behemoth, the tumis agim, the tumis agim, so then it's treif. So the melee, if the lion touched the behemoth in the tumis agim area, and so if we just detected redness in the tumis agim area, in other words, the juncture of tendons, Achilles vein, I mean, as it's called, near the heel, above the heel. So if we just see redness in the tumis agidim, so then it's not treif. But if we see that there is decay in the tumis agidim area, so then it's considered as if it was cut out. So then it's treif on the score of needle tumis agidim, not on the score of drusa, even though this needle tumis agidim is a result of being drusa, but it doesn't come within the treif of drusa. The treif of drusa consists in the treif and the score of the poison being injected into the system. Nismas is a bosor rein is a kinein. Heichedome nismas means, so what do you call that a substantial decay set in that area? What do you call a sufficient decay to make a treif as if it had been eaten, and what is called the slight decay, that it wouldn't be treif, that it wouldn't be considered as if nikla. So Omar Rav Huna Breit Rav Yeshua Kol Shoreif Geirdei Umamidei Al Bosachai. So in other words, if it is so deteriorated that the doctor would decide it has to be scraped off, that means that it's fully decayed. But if a doctor would leave it, he wouldn't scrape it out, so then it's not full decay. In other words, because here it has to become treif on the basis of nitur. So if it is so, if the flesh deteriorated so much that a doctor would say, I mean, we say doctor, it means a good doctor. So if a doctor who really knows would say that has to be scraped off. Why? Because it cannot be healed. So maybe it's considered as if it had been cut out already. But if a doctor would say it can be treated, you don't have to cut it out, so then it's not considered as if it is nitul already. Omar Rabash, Kavinu Mirav Kana Isaac Amuna Ire. So when I was at Rav Kane, so a long was presented. Whenever it was placed, let's say on the table or something, so it lay well. But once you start to lift it, then it kept on falling apart. So then pieces started to break off. As long as you didn't touch it, you just put it like this without lifting it, so the pieces didn't break off. But when you started to lift it, then pieces started to break off. So that means, vitarifnare, mit ravune breit rav Yeshua. In other words, that means that the flesh wasn't living tissue. So a doctor certainly would advise that this kind of tissue should be cut out. So maybe it's considered as if it had been cut out already. So, and nikva raised treif, certainly if a big portion of the rei is falling apart, so it's treif. Mitarif le mirav huna breit rav Yeshua. Alright, Rav Nachman Omar, bikeitz ad shetinokit lechol, bitruso mishiyadim bosa k'neged mayim. If a thorn stuck into the behemoth's into the abdomen of the behemoth. So only if it penetrates into the halal, into the abdominal cavity. But if it sticks in the abdominal wall and it did not penetrate into the abdominal cavity, so it's not rave. It's not rave. Masha'imke, if the behemoth was clawed in the abdomen by lion, by beast, so even though there is no penetrating naked into the cavity, but just wetness, so it's also asur. Mishiyatin boso kineged nimayim. So if kineged nimayim, the boso is red, so it's also asur, because then we have to make a change, lest the poison was injected into the system of the native. The case is not the whole, I will give a whole in shlochos, shama nikva dakin, uvidike yefsha, mitnei she neked dak nikaren. בסימונים, חבזית מסנוח, בתרוסם שיעדים בוסו, כנניים, בסימונים עד שיעדימו סימונים עצמו. סימונים עצמו. If it's also בסימונים, so then, let's say, if it's also כנגד החול in the abdomen, if the abdomen of the behemoth was clawed by a lion, so even if we just see redness in the boso shekinegin, so what they are so. Masha'in came in the behemoth was clawed in the simonim, so only if we detect a redness in the simonim themselves, but not in the boso, kinegin those simonim. Bitu se mishadim boso kinegin yayim, se mishadim in the simonim ha'atzmo. בסימונים דורס ובסימונים שאני מעצמם, אבל שמעת אומרת פה שכנגל לא מתחי, תראה, בסימונים קושי מן, והנה רשיר לבן, אבל כי אני מעצמם, אני נקווה ששור את בן. אומר רב פאפה, בואי רבי וברבי, וישת, נקבוסי במשהו. סוב ממילא, צדו בפושט, נתרוסוסי במשהו. קונה, נקבוסי בחייסה, if it's חוסר. In other words, if it is severed, so then ברובי. But if it is a חוסר, so we learned, even though it's not nimsek beruvei, so as long as the diminution is in the size of a nisa, so it's ready. So now the shaila is, what's the shiur of drusi? Drisosi bechama. How much has to be read in the kone? Suppose a lion clawed the kone, the behemoth at the kone. And then we saw the kone, the kone is red. But red only of a very small strip area. It's not, the redness is not over the size of a nisa. So, is it asur or it's not asur? What's the value of the pashto? Echotze v'echotze b'mash. So now, even though a kone, a trachea, can only become trefe, if it's a choser to the extent of a nisa, but if a lion clawed the behemoth at the kone, and then we notice a mashu redness, not the size of nisa, just a redness like his spot, much less than a nisa. So it's also asur. Why? Because zira mikle kolevos, venom burns it out and it destroys. Echotzev, vishen, mikolet, so it's a mashu. My time is zira mikle kolevos. Yossi kraf yitzrok bar shmuel bar morte kam dar nachmon v'yossi vikoma. דרושו שאומרו צריך עוד דיקה כנגד מימיים. אומר לרב נחמן, הוא הלכים מתוק ישועה, מירה ברב מקפה ויד עטמי. קף means a pen, a spoon, a pen, ויד עטמי. מי קף? So, מקפה ויד עטמי. Up to the thigh. So in other words, we have to be bathing. If let's say, a behemoth was clawed by a lion, and we don't know exactly the spot where it was clawed, so then we have to be bathing from the pen till the thigh. So the pen means kapi yodi, my kapi. My kapi, ilay me kapi yodi, that it means in the falling, that means from the shoulder, from the falling, so, how do you connect with the mind? Elo mi kape di meiche, ad ati, ad ati. That it means from the meich, kapa gogilis, from the skull. So in other words, you have to be beidik, not only kineged the abdominal cavity, but even kineged the simoni, we have to be beidik. We have to be beidik. Ada, kisom krafchir bayeise, ashkechinu, v'rab yeichene, v'rishloki yasir v'kam, truse shomru, tzriche b'dike kineged mimai, that means the abdominal cavity only. But not only the abdominal cavity, but not from the skull. So, and it means so that means from the skull up to the thigh, not just the abdominal cavity. I mean, so in Eretz Yisrael. So I was Gisolich Rafri Bayesev went up to Eretz Yisrael. So he was with Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. So then they said, Tzrichot Dike Keneged Mimai. So then Rafri Bayesev, if he just came from Babel, so he mentioned the name of Rab, that he requires Dike not just in the abdominal cavity, but from the skull till the top. So in the chest area too, it requires Dike. It took Ayat Biki. Omale Rish Lakish. So he said it in the. So Rafri Bayesev mentioned the name of Rish Lakish. The name of Rab. Omale Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was sitting before Rabbi Yechanan. Mane Rab, Mane Rab. So Rish Lakish says, Who is Rab? I don't know him. Omale Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan reminded Rish Lakish who Rab was. Because at one time they were all Talmidim. They were all Talmidim of Rabbi Nakodesh. Rabbi, that means the great Rabbi, that's Rabbi Nakodesh. Rabbi was Mishamish, Rabbi too. So, Velkim, this is what Rabbi said. Koleisen Shonim Sheshimish, Oisitalmi Beyeshive, Anishi Mashli Bamide. In other words, he was so recognized at that time already that all these years. So that he was Mishamish Rabbeinu HaKodesh, so he was Mishamish Rabbeinu HaKodesh B'Yeshiva. But I, Rabbi Yechanan, was Mishamish in Bamidi. In other words, we have to pay attention to what, to anything that Rav says. Uman gova, hu gova mechulin. So, in other words, in what does he excel? He excels in everything, in every Indian, in kol ha-terekol. Miyad posach rishlokish yoma. Bram Zohar Yishotim. So then Rish Lakish reminded himself who it was, who Rav was. So Miyad Posa Rish Lakish Bram Bram Zohar Yishotim Shom Ushmuel. Alright. Now, the Rashi. Kapil Yodeh, Shol Yad, Da'an Yetzar Rechov Shol Kad. Ad Atme, Ayerech, Da'an Yiknek Noayim, Da'an Yikovit Namim Mikon Noayim. Kam Gam Nechum Nemeo. Kapil Yimeche, Kafa Gogeles, the Haine Kolachol, the Afke Negra Simon. Mane Rav, Mane Rav, Mew is a Rav Shemu for name Kol Shom. For in Yerle, in that Zoho Mew, Valerisi, Kedem Sholach the Bobel show him Shamish Sanos. Be Shiva, who are ye Shiva Yemen, show your Hoshevinen, Uman Gova, Meu Godel, what does he excel? Be cool in everything. Collateral, cool it, Bixides never. Be cool it, Bitero Bixides. Posak is Loki Joma. Nearly Vizoho will retain. Now this Gemara we learned in Shchit. So we went over this Gemara. Shmuto shchuto kshem. Sheyefjali shmuto sheteose shchuto. Suppose the simoni were nishmat in Cayman. And then after it was nishmat, so the sheikhet was able to cut the simoni well, so that's a raya that they became nishmat after the Shchit. Because had they become nishmat before Shchita, the Sheikhet wouldn't have been able to call the Simon. Because they would have moved, they would have slipped from the grasp of the Saki. So the fact that they did not slip from the grasp of the Saki indicates that they became nishmat. They became nishmat and came on after the Shechit. Some of it's jail. Schule ist nicht schön, als ich schreibe, ich schreibe. Wir haben hier genommen, Jobi wie Jakob. Jobi wie Jakob. So in other words, he should, now he was able to cut the simon. Now we know it certainly shouldn't. They have moved away from its source. So let him cut at another place in the corner, in the region. And then they'll see if the cut is the same, and this is certainly was certainly done in a simon shomot. So then it'll be a raya that the original cut could have been made in a simon shomot too. So then it'll be awesome. Yom Yaki. Omer Rav Nachman lo yishonu l'shitovat b'simon. Tovat b'simon in v'shochat. Now, when you learn Lachashchite, so then we went over this Gemara and we mentioned three different shittes. That was Lachashchite, but I'm not going over again now. The three shittes. All right, Rashi. Shmuto u'shchuto. Nimtzit gadere shmuto u'shchuto v'nyedea im kedim shchita nishkito. Kshero, shim nishbita tchilo isi yeredes limato v'shuvim nishchetes. V'yakif yachtechenu m'mokim achir. Im deim im areim shal chatochim trevin. Hoi v'deim yishlim ha-shafkot chavish lahayitonas. All right. Zeh ha-klar. The Mishnah says, "Zeakal kol shein komeyo chayot reik laasuye mai laasuye shef shmaitz." So the seven aloches that are not listed explicitly in the Mishnah, but it's included in the general clause of kol shein komeyo chayot reik, the seven aloches of reik. The Beravii is a frish pe mochu b'kide nashiye b'kad. So Rabbi said, Yesei, the hunter, so he was accustomed to hit in the sciatic nerve, and then he died. It doesn't mean that he died on the spot. If he died on the spot, there couldn't be any shaila as to whether it's treif or not treif. No, so in other words, he became critically ill. So they used to hit. At the sciatic nerve, and then he shortly died afterwards. Also, the Kamei Rav Yehuda ben Seira. So he asked the Shaila, while it's still living, can we shecht it, even though we know that it's destined to die as a result of the injury received in the sciatic nerve? Amalu v'chilehisi v'atreifis yesh. So that's the halacha, that if something was not mentioned by the Chachomim as treifes, in the Yutches treifes, so then we cannot be missing. And the Rambam has one treife that the Gemara doesn't explicitly mention. That the Gemara doesn't explicitly mention Lechi or Elie. So the Rambam says it's implicit in the mission. Because by saying Nitl Lechi Atachti Kosher, it does imply Nitl Lechi Elie is treife. So the melee is not lazy, but we cannot be lazy. So the melee, when an injury was received in sciatic nerve, even though it resulted in death, and that was, it resulted in death, so you cannot declare it as treif. And if you shecht it before he dies, so then it's mudabach. Rafope barabe rishpe, moche bikul yevikar. He was accustomed to hit in the kidney, and that brought about the death of the off. So also the Kamei Rabbi. So let's say, because that was a good way of apprehending these fowls. So in other words, he aimed with arrows. He aimed that the arrow should hit the bird in the kidney, and then he was able to get it. And they wanted to know whether he can shecht it, this bird, while it was alive or not. Also, we come to Rav Abba, Omer Uvechleitz, Vatrivus Yeish, Eim Lechol HaMashonu Chachonim. So in other words, even if an injury was received in the kidney, it's not treif, because it's not mentioned by the Chachonim. But we see that it does that. When it receives an injury in the kidney, so it does not. So, Gmile, the Badra lo same chai. we know, we have a Kabbalah, that when, let's say, this bird that was injured in the kidney, so if a certain medicine will be administered to it, it will be able to live. Now, so the Ramban and this Gemara, we discussed it at the beginning of the friends. The Ramban mentioned, deduces from this Gemara, that all the treif is a thing of chayo, so it means eating a chayo, even with medical treatment, it still cannot live. Even with medical treatment, it still cannot live. Because, the raya is from this Gemara. Gemara is the kasha. Gemara is the kasha. How is it it's not a treif? But what chasino diko may say. So in other words, and the Ramban shite is that it's that the eino chayo is not an accidental, a statistical fact. It's an essential fact. It's an essential fact. Because why is it a treife? Because this kind of organic defect is so basic, organic defect, that it couldn't even survive very long with this organic defect. So the male the Gemara's kashi is, why didn't the Chachamim mention it? True. But why didn't the Chachamim mention it? Since we know that it's fatal, this kind of an injury is fatal, so the male it should be mentioned in the Teretz. It should be mentioned in the Teretz. So the more I give the Teretz, no. It's not mentioned in the Teretz because it's not even included in Kol Keishir Komei Ohio. Because with medicine, so with therapy, it will be able to. In other words, so when do we say Kol Keishir Komei Ohio trade for if it is fatal even with medical therapy? In other words, you can't cure it. But if it is fatal without medical therapy being administered, but with medical therapy being administered, it's not fatal, so then it's not fatal. This is the Ramban's pshat. Now, so the Ramban's shita is, we discussed it at the beginning of the phrase, the Ramban's shita is that all the inochayo of treifo means that it's inochayo and even medical therapy is ineffective to cure it. But, as Nitzik points out, the Shita's Rambam is not like that. The Shita's Rambam is that in Ohio means without anything, without any medical therapy being administered, then it's in Ohio. But, in other words, if we let nature take its course, so if it is one of the markets, so then without medical therapy being administered, and we let nature take its course, it'll die. It couldn't live for more than 12 months. But if we administer medical therapy, then it could live. But it's treifa anyway, because according to the Rambam, the Deino Chayo is only a statistical fact, an accidental fact. It's not an essential fact. There's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. So what will the Rambam do with this Gemara? The Gemara is the kashe, v'kachazinon dikomeiso, gemira dibatu esamechaye. So what's the Gemara's kashe, kachazinon dikomeiso? So it's meiso, so what? The Yutres treifes are not treifes because they are fatal. They are treifes because the Alochel Mishmi Sinai declared them as treifes. They happen to be fatal. But if it's not included in the Alochel Mishmi Sinai, so it's not treif even though it's fatal. So why is Gemara the Kashe? So the Nitzi says that according to the Rambam, there are two categories of treifes. They are treifes because of the Alochel Mishmi Sinai. And then the Atreifes because of Netalons. So the Gemara is this kashi. The Gemara is, as far as the Treifes, the Yutres Treifes of Alochel Mishmi Sinai are concerned, so maybe we cannot ask. It can't live. So it can't live. So what if it can't live? But it's not included in the Yutres Treifes of Alochel Mishmi Sinai. But there is another Xeris HaKosu, for Gosavaso the Treifes is a Chilu, that if it's Netalons, it's Netalomus, so it's treif even without Alochel Mishmi Sinai. Without, and that's the reason as to why Nitalach Eliel is treif according to the Rambam. Because if the upper jaw is removed, so then the breathing organs are exposed, and mainly the elements of nature will interfere with the breathing. So it's Netalomus. So the Gemara is the Kashe, Vokachasinon the Kameise. And the Gemara assumed that there is no cure either. So the Gemara gives a teretz, gemira di batul samechai. So this is the teretz vis-a-vis luko bechulye. Luka Bechulia, because that is not even included in the Yitchas Treibus. Nitu Akloyes is Sheilo. But let it be Treive on the basis of Nitu Amus. So Mora says, on the basis of Nitu Amus, only if it's Nitu Amus and there is no cure. But if there is a cure, even if the doctors don't know the cure, as long as on a theoretical level, there is a cure is possible, so it couldn't become a treife on the score of Nitu Amus and on the score of the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai, so it wasn't included in the Yitchas Treibus Halacha L'Mishum Sinai. But as far as the Yitchas Treibus are concerned, which are treife because of the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai, and the Ein Chayo is only an accidental fact, so there it means, and even as an accidental fact, it means without medical therapy being administered. So there is a coincidence that it couldn't live more than base chiddush. But with medical therapy being administered, so all the treife, the Yitchas Treifes, might live a normal span of life. Veilu shiru libeimo, nikva gagere, soy sheni izdiko, at kamo techsa, rab shim gamlil at kisere talk, nifriso agil geiles, vilo nikav kum shomei, I suppose the skull broke, but it wasn't perforated, the membrane of the brain wasn't perforated. So nikav alei vilo iblis chlore, it didn't penetrate into the heart cavity. O nishbara shetre, vilo iblis chlore, The spinal column did not break. So something was left of the liver. Even though hemse shenika is istreif and beisakeis shenika istreif, but suppose the nekev occurs where the hemses and the beisakeis, the second stomach and the third stomach join. Even though if there is an ekev there, so it's not treife. Why? Because this is not a very basic organic defect. If the ekev is not in the place of juncture between the second stomach and the third stomach, so maybe there is an ekev, so the food might accumulate there and then it might cause so many infections. So maybe it's a basic organic defect. So maybe it's treife. Mashenkin, the ekev occurs where the hemses and the bisakis is joined. So mainly no food will remain there because the food will be emptied out from the second stomach into the third stomach. So mainly that nekef is not a basic organic defect. All right, she needed to say nidlatcho if the spleen was removed, so it's not treif. Nidlakloyis. Now that we discussed this, why nidlakloyis? As why nidlakloyis shouldn't be cholapokas treif according to the Rambam on the basis of nidlakloyis. So he explained, because since when can a behemoth be treifa on the basis of Nitu Amus if the presence of this one organ, this one specific organ is indispensable for the life of the behemoth? Let's say like lecher alien. So if the lecher alien is removed, then the breathing, then the elements of nature will interfere with the breathing. So so the purpose
Und die Sprechen, was das auch ganz gesagt ist, was das auch so ist, das weiß ich, das lache ich ehrlich nicht sagen. But not mentioned in the first Mishne, because the first Mishne only mentioned the prefect of our Mishne Sinai. Mashiach is the Mishne of the early name, the prefect of the score of the Romans, not on the score of the Alokha Mishne Sinai. Not the score of the So, ich wünsche es dir, wir gehen die Sonne sehr klar. Die Sonne sehr klar, Sonne trägt es. Die Sonne sehr klar. So, dann wurde es, so, wenn wir hier sehr klar, ich mache something that was not with. First, it says everything. Ich mache die Kohle, ich so an, ich mache die whatever. So, certain phrases are listed. And then, the clause, the general clause, is mouth. Die Sonne ist der Aklau, die Chalke mit Rav Masne, der Aske ist der Aklau. But my time is done too late, because when the thigh bone slipped from his pocket, but it wasn't removed, it was just slipped from his pocket, but it wasn't removed, it's still there, the thigh bone. So the main way, he sent the deviant to the tool. So, in Sonne, So if he wasn't invited, so then it would be Rabbe by the general court. And because he needed the expression, the kind of the need for the question, he needed expression, he was taken. And the purpose was there, he was taken, but no other. And what did he try to? He tried to exclude Rav Masne's case. He tried to exclude Rav Masne's case of Bukhe Yasme, the Shofti Duchte. The Shofti Duchte. So in other words, so he didn't use the expression. And he would say, so if he just said, then it wouldn't exclude it. But since he says, Eilutrezes, not a trade of the Eilmo, he couldn't have a trade of the Eilmo. But Eilutrezes, that was the, and that other. Why do we have to say, the, and that other? Because it may be the least, it may be that loud for people you have to pay for. So if you use the expression, Eilutrezes, if you just said, a trade of the Eilmo, that is, 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 so and then he would say, that how goes into the higher paper, so I would say, true, he doesn't say Bukhe Yasme is of the Duchte. He doesn't say Bukhe Yasme is of the Duchte. But he uses the general form, that how. So Bukhe Yasme is also paper. Bukhe Yasme is paper. So the Mele, he is paper. So the Mele is included in the general form. Why the Tana the Mishneh emphasized the Hebrew expression, Eilu Tzedekim, these are the places, and not others. Now let's do exclude. Look at that, it's not the book. So we cannot simply be marveled. We cannot simply be marveled from the Gnosha. Now, according to the Rambam Shikha, the way to give a place, so we can extend the word very well. So it's mean Haya. In other words, what is the general cross marvel from the Rambam? And the Rambam himself pointed out in his youth, and he said, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishneh, it's not mentioned in the Shemaitre, but it is included in the general clause of that law of 26, which can be a higher place. But you cannot be making salvation from the Chazal. So the Rambam said to the Shemaitre, I'm not making salvation from the Chazal. Because this Mishneh, the aim of Satan, when it says, people have attacked him in a second while, only people have attacked him in the table, but people at the end of it is painful. Because Hezekabon is a family of the Mishnah here, meaning that even people at the end of the Mishnah would say people have attacked him. People have attacked him, that's all they have to kind of like it. There is people have attacked him at the end of it. Let him say people have attacked him. Why do you say people have attacked him? In order to imply that the end of it is painful. But not painful in the Mishnah. So, but it is included in the general clause. That's why, called the Kamir Haifet, in other words, as you see, explained it, so you could have any strength and not on the score that was on the 69, but on the score of what the Masonic Nation is a famous, you should make the wrong move. So it's crazy. Like the rules. So it's crazy. So, this is the chat here. So, some melee, this is what you want to say. Now, Bukhe Yasme is not mentioned in der Mitte der Zeit von der Woche nicht mehr. So many people are trying to find the score of the work on the machine. But there is another trade. The trade was not long. So look it up in the shop and look there is a typo. So this one is tacky. So it should be trade for the score of the long and the score of the long. So the main way is that the score of the long move is so it will be clear to the general score. Of that cloud, coaching can be a higher trade. So this one is more. If I come in, we give it a match. Ich habe mir am meisten nach Hause gedacht und ich habe die Suche getreten. Dann ist die Mama ihre Trinke da. Das geht, das. So eine Trinke, die können sie auch drauf. So wie heißt ihr, ich habe mir am meisten nach Hause gesagt, wow. Mal keine, die dann in die Suche. Dann nur die Trinke, Hanu, die Trinke. Und ich habe mir am meisten gedacht, die dann was sie dran. Wie heißt ihr, dann am meisten, die mir am meisten nach Hause gesagt, wow. Dann in die Suche, die man sich nicht in die Suche, die Trinke, die Suche, 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 die He loved that, but as a God, he is the most important, they are the same. In the first instance, so it's used in it, they are in this mission, they were there. But the talent is embedded in the first mission, I say. So he wants to exclude book of the Atman, which is the doctor. Why does he want to exclude the Yichateke to occur to anybody's mind that der Buch in Afrika, die Schocken, die Buchte, die Schocken, die Schocken, die Mischte, das ist Menschen. Die Älteren ist der General Code. Der ist der General Code, das ist mal der every behavior, every matter, das ist nicht der Mammut. Und so, was ist included in der General Code? Nicht so nachher Ende. So, in England, die Britannia hat not used the expression they were taken, I would say, two Buch in Afrika, die Schocken, die Buchte, die Schocken, 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 that's why you emphasize, that's why you emphasize the day you that day you, la fuke, fuke da apu shafu duke, that's a day. You have seen me walk in your mind, you have seen that. So the trait, back to me, not emphatic in the use of the word illustrator. He's emphatic in the use of illustrator, but he uses the term able in connection to the mission of illustrator, so he uses able in the mission of illustrator. Der Film war schon mal überzählt, da habt ihr so eine Trinkerin da, klar. Wie hat ihr die Raffmaßne? Wie hat ihr die Raffmaßne? Du hast sie da, klar. Meist ein Lappen, guck mit Damien, wo ihr die Damien, du tust mit anderen Damien. Der Tonne will ich sehen, Hanne will ich sehen, die Raffmaßne treten. Die Raffmaßne treten. Guck, Oma Raffmaßne, halbe gedacht, wenn ich auf die Suche treten. That is a sideboard has been from the Sake of the trade, the Roma Matera, the Sakniva trade, and this is the Sak, Nibay, so then in the rhythm, whatever, together with the sideboard, being stripped from the Sak. So the rhythm in the area, whatever, so trade. Die Hilfe der Abin-Sakwe-Sakule. So the word that even if it is that, even if it is, even if there is freedom in the period, whatever is still not taken, unless the case is taken in the middle. So there we start to see that it is taken. Now, according to the Rambam, it is true. And the machine doesn't say all that explicitly, but this is based upon the machine that drama. So in other words, so Nico Raffaelli is trying to say not on the score of the case of the machine tonight, but on the score of the Columbus. Now, according to Mandoma, what kind of trade is it? It's not the trade of the Rambam. It's the trade that you see from this Gemara. So the Gemara says, in trade is that's But that Kabbalah has to be distinguished from the Kabbalah of the present hour in the Sinai. The truth is that the Trech Eifet, no, our Eifet, because they are Eifet. And the inner higher, which according to the Rambam, is only meaning without medical therapy is in higher. But even without medical therapy, it's only a coincidence. It's an accidental thing. It's not an essential thing. But they say, regarding the people at the alien, so we have a Kabbalah relationship tonight, that it's taken on this, and there is no cure. There is no cure. It's not that the doctor doesn't know, there is no possibility of a cure. So in many ways, the claim is going to make a moment. But how did the Chachamim know? I mean, how did the Chachamim know that there is no cure? The answer is they had a Kabbalah. They had a Kabbalah. But we should have to distinguish between the Kabbalah, which makes it in this place, and what the Kabbalah is, it's to a certain medical fact. And then it is made because of major ones, of big ones. Now, the question is this. Now, we have many, many sicknesses and diseases that are fatal, for which there is no cure. But that's called defective. That's not called crazy. So what is called crazy? Crazy is called only if the thing that makes it fatal is a basic organic. What kind of a basic organic defect? So we have all kinds of basic organic defects that the major behavior is crazy. So one is neutral, one is super, one is cathedral, one is recuperal, one is rural. So, in other words, but it has to be one of these categories. Either it comes within the category of neutral, or it comes within the category of cathedral, or it comes within the category of super. Now the question is, it goes without saying that Bukit Apri Shafi Dukhte, Bukit Apri Shafi Dukhte is not the trait of Allah and the Messiah. So if it is a trait there, it is a trait that is called Middle Omnus. It is called Middle Omnus. Now, but and it's called Middle Omnus, it can only be a trait there if it involves a basic organic system. But if it involves the malfunction, it is only fatal and there is no cure, so then it's not a trait. If you are lawyers, you're not a trait. And the hate couldn't believe with both things being removed. But since one thing being removed does not make the hate a trait, does not make a trait. So only when both are removed at that time, so it's not a basic organic defect. Because it's not a single either that makes it trait. It's not a result of a single either. It's the fact that both involved are missing that makes it trait. So the melee is not considered as a trait, so it's considered like a disaster. So the melee is correct. So in order to be a trait, it must be one of these categories, the sugar, the beer, and the sugar. The question is, who can ask you to stop this door? So it doesn't mean that the disciple is a computer system. It doesn't mean that the computer system is a computer system. It means it's only stop the door, it's slipped from the side. So it's not a test. So, is it considered to be or is not considered to be? So that's the question. If it is, so, the Chavir of Rav Masne, the Asim of Rav Masne, my time is Daniel in Tum. So, don't know the traitors. How do we be traitors? Hold the Rav Masne Shira. Because if it didn't have a billion to be too low, so it couldn't be a traitor. If it always be traitor, if it always would be traitor, so it couldn't be a traitor. Because there, even on the score of Mr. Omus, it would be a traitor. Because in order to be a traitor on the score of Mr. Omus, it must also involve a basic organic defect, not just a malfunction. What kind of a basic organic defect? Either in Zulu, either in Zulu, either in Hasei, or even in Kuba. Either sure. But just if it cannot fit into any of the categories, because there are a number of categories that are traitors. Shmuro, Haseiro, Nikuro, Nituro, Psuko, Kruo. Why is it important to know these categories? Why is it important? And the Rambam says, Taloch Lamech Mishinah. That Shmuro is a Kreife, Haseiro is a Kreife, Psuko. Why is it important? It should be just a matter of semantics. Call it Shmuro, Shmuro, Haseiro. The fact is that this kind of a match is Kreife. No, it's not a matter of semantics. Because even on the score of Mr. Omus, if he doesn't fit any of these categories, he couldn't be a trait for, even on the basis of Mr. Omus. So it could be diseases. But if it fits one of these categories, the category of Nikuko, Hatero, Kuo, Tsuko, Hitomo, then it can be a place. So it's not a matter of semantics. So the siren is here when if we would say that Bukedai, Bukedate, the shop we took is trained for, and it would be trained for and the store made the almost. So it would be a train from the score of Little Ormuz. It would be a train from the score of Little Ormuz. And the score of Little Ormuz, it would be a train for only if it comes within the categories of basic organic defects. Like the tumor, like shmur. Now this certainly could come within the category of shmur. And it could, so it could come within the category of shmur. So that's the question. Does it come within the category of Mitzvah or not? So the Damir Mitzvah. If it didn't have anything into Mitzvah, even though it's made along with, so it did the Seses. He says it. But it's Damir Mitzvah. And if it's made along with, we could say it's a train for underscore of Mitzvah. So he's Midayik, so the Tana of the Mishnah is Midayik. Midayik, no. Elu Tzeses. La Buke, Buke Da'at Kedish of Mitzvah. Now, then one says that it is made. And one says that the prophet says it's Kseiro, but he needs a Kniper in place of the Yurka say, it's economic Kseiro, and the Misakra is a Kore. Now it's not even with the Zium that they're in the Kodesh Mitzvah. So apparently, the Mitzvah is that the believer is going to become faithful until this book of the Atle, the Shok Mitzvah, has attained a certain state. So in other words, so at first, when the Taibon at the very beginning, when the thigh bone slips from the socket, so the ligaments are not separated. But then, if it is left alone, so then gradually the ligaments will become loose in the area. And then after that, decay will set in the ligaments. So when will it become really painful? When will the behavior become really metabolic? When the ligaments will be loose and decay will set in the whole area. Yeah. But until this happens, she's not in it. The behemoth is not in it. So that's the machlokes. True that this is the first stage in that disease, in that condition, that ultimately will lead to the death of the behemoth. But see, so what Mandoma says, it's already painful. But we ask you that when will the behemoth be really in the long? Only when decay will set in. So until decay sets in, even though the slipping of the socket by itself will lead to this total deterioration, but until this happens, it's not a painful and a storm. All right, now, I wanted to go over more Gemara, but you go over this Gemara by yourself. I mean, from Omar Rabadir, it's a very simple Gemara. You go over by yourself, and you are responsible for this Gemara, up to the Mishnah of the Eilu Tzeches, and then you go over the Mishnah of the Eilu Tzeches by yourself, and then you go over the Mishnah of the Eilu Tzeches by yourself. Now, so on Monday, we are starting with the Tzeches in the other day, but with the Gemara that you go over by yourself, so we will have covered all the Gemara and Hilchas Tzeches, except and Tlisimon. We did not go over the Gemara that is the basis of Simen Mem Zion. Simen Mem Zion discusses the case where the intestines are twisted in the beginning. And the Gemara, that Gemara of that is the basis of Simen Mem Zion is the short piece of Gemara. The Gemara that is the basis of Simen Mem Zion is that Nun Ches on the base, Nan Hosom, Behemas Balasich Aglai Mishim, or the Shom Shari Gemur, after the Mishim. That's the Gemara. So you go over this Gemara yourself, and you go over the two Simen Mem Zion and the Mechaber, and there are more Simen Mem Zion, the Ochashur Simen Mem Zion. So, Mem Zion and Mem Ches. No, just Mem Zion. No, Mem Zion, just Mem Zion. You go, so we'll go over Simen Mem Zion on Monday. And then, we are not going to where Juchas Reiches Cathedral Mount. Usually, yes. But the first three simonim that we'll cover, and that I would like to cover next week, Simonim Zion, and then after Simonim Zion, so we'll cover Simonim Hay. Simonim Hay and Simonim Vov. Because that has to do with Simonim Zion. Now, we did not learn the Gemara on Simonim Zion and on Simonim Hay and Vov. Simonim Hay and Vov, yes. So, now, the Gemara on Simonim Hay and Vov, we didn't learn. So that you'll have to go over yourself, because you can't understand this morning without going over the Gemara, but we are not going over that Gemara in class. You go over it yourself. It's the Mishnah that I'm involved in, the Imam Kashi. The Himo Shelech Tichor Agrel, Nina Akubol Mato, up to the Mishnah that I'm Zion, Hashech Ites Abeinu, to Umotso Beshai. Umotso Beshai. In other words, you'll go over that Gemara yourself, and I would like to go over next week, the Simonim and Zion and Hayim and Bob. And then after that, we'll go back to Sinachot. So in case we cannot cover a few Simonim, you go over a few Simonim by yourself.